Get your popcorn ready because it's time for a movie watching party on Asteroid G. You're listening to Not So Live from Asteroid G. I'm Mike Finkelstein. With me, as always, is...
Josh Schaefer.
Is that your real name, though, or are you actually, like, Douglas Quaid, or...
I was gonna go Quaid.
I want to be Quato then, okay? But only the guy in the stomach, not the other guy.
Well, yeah, why would you be the other guy?
I wouldn't be the other guy.
He's not memorable.
I want to be someone that sticks in your mind and your belly. If you can't already
Quato's
tell...
Quato's going to be one of those things I remember when I'm dead.
Just on your tombstone, it's just going to be written, Quaid.
Quaid.
I'll make sure to let your wife know that.
Thanks.
So as I've been trying to intro now for a couple minutes here, if you can't already tell, we are going to be talking about Total Recall, the 1990 movie that then had a, I believe, 2012 remake. Only one of the two was actually good, and surprise, it's not the remake.
No.
No.
The remake had its moments, though.
Well, and that's something to discuss. But let's go talk on the 1991 first, because this one is an interesting movie. Like, it holds up, and I think the primary reason why it holds up is because it's this perfect confluence of everything that was popular at the exact moment it came out. Philip K. Dick stories, Paul Verhoeven movies, like, he was at the height of what he could do creatively. Arnold Schwarzenegger at the height of his career, honestly, and the fact that it's an R-rated action movie, which doesn't really get made all that much anymore. For instance, the Total Recall remake is PG-13. So, I believe it is. And if it isn't, it certainly feels like a PG-13 movie. yeah. Like, I know it has a three-titted woman in it, but other than that, how much in there is, like, actually rated R, you know? So it's the perfect confluence of all the elements that then built up together in a really solid fucking action movie. Total Recall of 1990s is one of those few movies, at least from the time period, I would call perfect.
Yeah, I would too. I have, like, it had the perfect mix of action acting and just, like, surreal, trippy meta stuff that... You didn't really know, like, even watching it again, you still don't really know how the movie ends.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, that was when I went back and rewatched it for the site so I could review it for Sci-Fi Saga September, because I was doing Philip K. Dick stories on the side. I went in purposely watching it to see, can I tell what's reality and what isn't? And, like, even from the beginning, before he goes to recall and has his mind scrambled, which maybe we should do a recap of the movie, but... Quaid, there's, like, little hints that not everything is right with the world that Quaid is in. His wife gives him some glances off to the side when he's not looking that are a little odd, which could be read multiple ways. His best friend, Lenny, or whatever his name is, that works at the construction site, which, that is, like, a fucking Twins-level character pairing right there between, yeah. He gives him a couple looks that makes it like, is he in on something or what? Like, the movie is so good about hiding its clues that even when you're looking to figure out, is he in the real world? Is he just in a dream sequence? You don't know.
Yeah, never do.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, and that's brilliant. And part of me wonders if Verhoeven, like, meant to do that because it's brilliant directing on his part, or if it just kind of lucked into it. But
I want to,
regardless.
Like, Verhoeven of that time period, which the big ones are RoboCop, Total Recall, and Starship Troopers, he had a very clear artistic sense, and he was very much into that kind of mindfuckery. I mean, he wanted to use RoboCop as a Jesus allegory, which you can see specifically in that last sequence where after he's risen from the grave again, after being like slaughtered by a bunch of guys, he literally walks on water, and then... Starship Troopers is the most perfect parody of propaganda flicks I think I have ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, 100% on that one, too.
But then all of his movies also work on the base gut level of, these are kick-ass action films.
Yeah, it's like, you're making me think when I don't want to.
I want to shut off my brain and you won't let me, sir.
I thought Starship Troopers was just going to be army dudes blowing up bugs, but no, you have a fascist allegory in here now.
But it's a good fascist allegory, too.
Oh, it's so good. I love Starship Troopers.
Oh, God. Like, every sequence with Doogie Himmler is just amazing.
He can feel! Or they can feel.
They can feel! They can feel! Yeah! It's done.
What can they feel, Doogie?
Right? Right? What are they feeling? What is it that you're actually causing them to feel there, Doogs?
Did he have a good Jake Busey movie? Which, I won't say surprising, because he's been in a couple of good things, but...
Not that many. Like, I think that's... Okay, we're getting off topic. Let's get back to Total Recall. We can do Starship Troopers another time. But yeah, no, it's... There's so much about this movie that works. And I mean, it's not just the fact that it has Arnold Schwarzenegger not phoning in his performance and actually caring, which was, you know, a mark of that time period. But it's also, like, the actors around him, Sharon Stone turning in a good performance, the always epic Michael Ironsides, who has probably the best Hollywood name ever.
I hope that's his God-given name. In my head canon it is. I don't want to look it up to see otherwise.
Can you have head canon for actors?
I do.
I guess you do, yeah.
I looked it up anyway, and his name is actually Frederick Reginald Ironside, is what he was born with, too.
That's amazing. He has the best fucking name.
Percent.
I mean, honestly, Frederick Ironside is also a great actor name, damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why Michael?
Why? Frederick sounds
way better. Ironside is where I thought he was going to lose the name. Like, he's like Ironside Schwinsky or something, like... But no, he changed Frederick to Michael.
My name was just Frederick Smith. Ironside was the name I was given on the football team.
Yeah, I was expecting something like that. Not Frederick's too dorky, so I'm just going to go with Michael.
Yeah.
No offense, Michael.
Maybe he just hated everyone calling him Freddy.
Yeah, I would have hated that too.
Yeah, I can see that. No one's going to make fun of Michael. And then, you know.
No.
Yeah. I know that's a lie, but...
Yeah, I was like, how many times have you been called Mikey?
Yeah, right? And then, like, the special effects in the movie are basically all practical effects with just a little bit of green screen compositing. Like,
yeah,
for comparison, you go watch the 2012 one, and you can't get that level of special effects there. It's all CGI, it's all just bad green screen. It's, like, the practical effects of the movie, even when you can tell sometimes that they're not quite right, the time, like, where... Arnie pulls the probe out of his nose and you can tell that it's a maquette model of his head. When he pulls the woman's life model head off of his own and you're sitting there going, there's no way that ear came out of your skull, dude.
Everything with Quano was a Muppet.
Yeah. But like,
oh, maybe
but,
not Muppet, like, a Muppet.
But... All the mutant effects, though, were really good looking for the time
period.
Oh,
they really were.
Yeah. So.
They still hold up today, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, the special effects are real. Like, even when you know to look for the special effects, I think my point is just that they're seamless.
Yeah. Like, it didn't take me out of the movie. Like, and I know we're not really, we didn't do a watch party for the 2012 one, but the 2012 one had scenes where I was like, all right, this is like, this is a little much.
Yeah, there's a lot. Well, and so I know you've seen the 2012 one. You didn't watch it specifically for this podcast, but we've watched it in the past. The 2012 one is an interesting one to discuss because there really are two distinct versions of that movie. There's the theatrical cut, which the studio basically took out all the bits that made it a Total Recall remake because there's none of the mindfuckery in there. He doesn't...
Oh, no, they that to you.
Yeah.
Like...
He's gotten into the chair, but before they can even do the implant of the program, the guys show up and start shooting, and, like, he's... Yeah. So you're sitting there going, so we're not even doing Total Recall, because he never got the recall part. He, like, they go for the setup, and then they...
Total.
It's dumb. It's just... All of it's just dumb. But then there's the director's cut, which restores a lot of it, and actually includes some really interesting plot points... But even then, is still hobbled by A, the director, Len Wiseman, and B, really bad special effects.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I was honestly, like, I was kind of psyched for 2012 because I like the Underworld movies.
They're okay. Like, the first one's good. The rest of them are, they get increasingly bland.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Wiseman, I don't think, directed any of them.
Of the sequels? From,
I don't think he did, but he did do the first one. He did the first one and Evolution.
Yeah. With a screenplay by Danny McBride.
Not the cool Danny McBride, the other Danny McBride.
And then I wanna say that Len Wiseman did write the script for the third official one, not the weird prequel that doesn't have his wife in it, or his wife at the time in it.
Yeah.
They got divorced. And that's, of course, also why, you know, she's in this one as well, is Total Recall 2012, is because he was directing and they were married. And like with Paul W. Anderson and Mila Jovovich, always putting her in his monster movies and everything else he does because she's his muse. For a little while there, Kate Beckinsale was Len Wiseman's muse, and then they got divorced because his movies weren't good, and I guess she decided she didn't need him anymore.
Sucks for him.
Total Recall 2012 is absolutely a Len Wiseman movie. It's got that same kind of grayish backdrop to everything, the blandness, the over-reliance on CGI, as if that can cover for the fact that he doesn't know how to film action.
Yeah. Which, that's why I was kind of excited, because like I was like, oh, they're going to do it less like an action movie and more cerebral, but no, he's...
Yeah.
Like, nope. I don't know, I think I would have... And I know if any of the people I went to film school with hear this, they might shudder, but I would have almost rather... I'm not even going to say it. Never mind.
No. I want to know.
Nope.
Come on.
You're going to make me say it, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
I would have rather seen Michael Bay direct it.
But, you know, that's the thing. His action at least would have been good. Okay, so the car chase sequence in the Total Recall 2012, that's the one where it's, you know... They're on the maglev highway that's floating up in the sky, which doesn't make a lot of sense because you're talking about hover cars that can just fly anyway. But sure, whatever. And then it starts on top of the highway, and then they take an exit that puts them on the underside of the maglev highway. And all that is a cool idea that feels very much like it was stolen from iRobot, honestly.
100%.
Yeah. But if you compare that to the highway chase sequence in The Island, a underrated Michael Bay film that's actually really worth watching, at least for the special effects and the action, there's a night and day difference there. I would have rather seen the highway sequence from 2012 as directed by Michael Bay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Honestly, and I know that this isn't a how would we reboot it?
Yeah.
But I think you need, a director that's, super weird to direct it. Ryan Johnson, I know we just talked about Ryan Johnson last...
Yeah, we did. With the Thin Man podcast,
Ryan Johnson's Total Recall?
That would be a weird one. It'd be mindfuckery.
He
would make all the characters talk as if they were 1950s noir people. There'd be this very subtle undercurrent of humor. Is he joking with us? Are we supposed to be in on the joke or not? But then it would be very deep and mysterious, and none of the clues would really come out until the end, when suddenly something, a scene, explains it without a dialogue dump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just for the sake of saying someone different than Rian Johnson, because as much as I love him... Just for some variety, I think David Fincher would have done a good job, too.
I mean, I could see it. I can see what he would do with that. I also know that he would absolutely never do it because he has sworn off of franchise films.
No, 100%.
Yeah. Alien 3 was the worst experience of his life. He will never go anywhere near a sci-fi franchise film again.
So I can't be mad at him for, honestly.
No. I actually like his direction in Alien 3. That movie is absolutely hobbled by a script.
He, for the script that he was given and the lack of actors that he was used, because Michael Biehn not being in it, or Bane not being in it, it is a travesty in itself. But I get what he tried to do, and I don't mind Alien 3 personally, but there's just some parts where I'm like, bro, this script.
Alien 3 is better if you didn't have aliens right before it.
Right.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah, how do you go from Aliens, and then, like, you have to follow up two of the best directors and best horror slash sci-fi movies on the planet, and then they give you Alien 3 as a script?
Yeah.
Like...
No fault for him taking a paycheck. That's basically where we're at. But, like...
He tried to make that paycheck work, though.
I don't feel like Glenn Weissman tried with Total Recall 2012.
Yeah, and also it helps too if you look at. Have you seen Gone Girl?
Yes.
Fourth Alien movie, right there. Boom.
I always kind of felt like she was taken over by a facehugger.
Right. they just adapted. It's like a Terminator slash Alien.
You raise an interesting point with Gone Girl, because that is a mindfuckery movie right there, and that's what Total Recall should be about. That's what the 1990 movie did. So, like, if you're going to direct it, get a guy who's going to be a director who can do mindfuckery, which is clearly not the film Paramount wanted, because they re-edited it to get rid of all the mindfuckery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and it just is, like, a bit... I think that's more indicative of what the studios think of specifically. I don't want to say it's our fault being Americans, but when studios make movies now, they make them both for American and Chinese audiences, because that's where the money's at, obviously, right?
Yeah.
And I think that the studios think that we're just idiots all of a sudden. Like, we just can't think.
Well...
And, like, which isn't true, because all the movies that always win are the ones that are, you know, higher brow, I guess.
There is also the issue that Chinese audiences don't want to have to listen to our dialogue. Like, that's the reason why comedies don't do well over there, is because it's a lot of talking. And humor that doesn't necessarily carry over. And, I mean, I've noted in the past, and this is about Japanese culture still, but, like, I don't care much for anime, because the storytelling conventions of that format don't thrill me. And I think it's probably the other way around for Asian countries getting stuff from us. Our storytelling conventions don't work for them. So, like, our mindfuckery movies wouldn't work in the same way they would work for China. Like, they have their own mindfuckery going on with their own government. So, I mean, I can see why a studio would edit that out, but it makes for a much worse movie, you can see, by doing that. And in that case, if you're going to edit out the mindfuckery, why are you remaking Total Recall?
Yeah, which didn't need to be remade to begin with.
No, that, as the sequel proves. But the thing is, if you remake Total Recall and you get rid of the elements that make it distinctively Total Recall, which the sequel did, or the sequel, remake did, all the mindfuckery, anything having to do with Mars, like, you don't have Total Recall anymore. And at that point, if you're just gonna, if you want to use the name, but you don't want to do the rest of it, pay for the damn rights and just remake it, or do a different remake or version of We Can Remember It For You Wholesale.
Yeah.
You used the name Total Recall because you owned the property, but that has specific baggage with it that the short story it's based on does not.
Exactly. Like, it was just unnecessary. And what sucks is, like, I love the cast in Total Recall 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it was just such a letdown.
Yeah, it's... It has a lot of issues with it that the original does not have. And, I mean, it's hard. You suffer when you compare yourselves to a movie that was so well done back in 1990. And the fact that it has all of those elements we described at the peak of their performance. Like, the best they have in comparison to Arnold Schwarzenegger is Colin Farrell. And I like Colin Farrell, and he's a great actor. But I think he's all wrong for Douglas Quaid.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. So, like, there's a number of actors that are not right for the roles they're in. Kate Beckinsale, not great as Laurie. Jessica Biel, absolutely forgettable as Melina.
Like, I honestly forgot she was in the movie until you said that.
Yeah, he's got to have a love interest that isn't his fake wife.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. I forgot she was in the movie, honestly.
She is just as forgettable there as she is over in the third Blade movie.
She was in the third Blade movie?
See?
Like, I'm not being funny. Like, I honestly don't remember her being in Blade 3.
She's Whistler's daughter.
What? I had to rewatch those. I don't remember that at all.
Yep. I mean, she gives such a zero-note performance. She's almost as bad as Wesley Snipes in that movie.
Wesley Snipes was in Blade 3, too?
That's how it feels, honestly.
I was going about that one.
It's the Ryan Reynolds show, is what it is.
Yeah, no, 100. That's the movie that kind of got him popular again.
Yeah, he made a lot of bad ones, and then he made that one. And that one wasn't great, but it certainly showed off his comedic chops.
Yeah.
And, I mean, hell, if you wanna at least make Total Recall 2012 more interesting, cast Ryan Reynolds in it as the lead role instead.
I watch it.
But yeah, I don't know what you do to remake Total Recall without just straight up remaking Total Recall.
Yeah, you just want to update the graphics, really. Which I don't really think it needs it, because no. The allegory still works. It's still a total mind freak. And the acting's on, like, top-notch. The special effects still work. Like, just let that property stay where it's at.
If it wasn't for the fact that Paramount spent $125 million on it, I would have almost suspected that they made the Total Recall remake simply to continue holding the rights to whatever Philip K. Dick stories they had.
Well, that makes sense.
Except, they spent $125 million on it. That's not a we're-just-reserving-the-rights kind of licensing agreement, you know?
Yeah, that was such a bizarre... I wonder if... Like, because RoboCop came out around the same time, the RoboCop remake, right? Like, I wonder if they were just like...
2 years later.
Oh, it was 2 years later. Never mind. That theory goes out the window then.
But that one actually made much better money. It was like similar budget, but made almost twice as much as Total Recall.
Yeah, I didn't mind the RoboCop remake, honestly.
I don't think I would have minded it as much if they had just changed two things. One... They preserved his arm for no reason, so you've made an impenetrable robot that now has a weak point, which is stupid. Yeah. And also, just don't call it RoboCop.
Yeah, Cyborg Cop.
Yeah, it would have worked just fine if it had any other name on it, because then you wouldn't be drawing comparisons to, once again, a Paul Verhoeven movie that is superior in just about every way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was good for what it was. Minus the arm was the one thing that I did not get.
Yeah.
No.
Anyway. Do we have anything else further to say on the recalls total?
No. Totally nothing to say on Total Recall.
Alrighty, then this has been Not So Live from Asteroid G, more than likely not a dream sequence, and that you're stuck in a chair getting lobotomized. I am Mike Finkelstein.
Wade.
And we will see you next time.